sir?
James Jacob Wheel, 330-356.
Thank you so very much, sir. You can rely on the Board of Executive Policy in as much as you've been certified by the Department of Corrections for a consideration for a general parole absolute discharge or home arrest. Is that your understanding, sir?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And let me just introduce you to the five board members who are present today to participate in your hearing. They are the gentleman who's standing to your right. That is the Honorable Mr. Ruth Arenas. The gentleman next to him is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. And next to her is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead for your hearing this morning, sir. Based on information, I'm just going to go very brief because we don't have a broad package for you, but we do have some information on you. But based on just a brief summary, I do take note that based on what I see here, that you are currently serving a sentence for aggravated assault. You had 2 years on that one, and the sentence had its beginning date on December 29, 2017, and you became parole eligible on December 29, 2018, and your SED is listed as December 29, 2019, which is about a 1 year from now, almost a little less than a year from now. Is that your understanding, sir?
Yes, it is.
Okay, sir. I do take note that you did present the board with an institutional progress report. I do take note that the past year, when I said the past year, I really mean 2018, you had a number of programs, and I commend you for that. Why did you take so many at this time? So you had culture diversity, anger management, relapse prevention, substance abuse, thinking straight, parenting, self-study. Why you had so many? I commend you for it. That's positive. But why you had so many at this time, sir?
This is my first time in prison, sir, and my son, he's in Afghanistan, and my mother's got cancer, so I'm trying to, you know, better myself, be a better person in the community, you know. This crime happened in 92, and the weight it's been carrying me, the jobs I've lost through the years, and the opportunities I've missed through the years, it's just like a 20-pound brick off my head, you know, getting this all took care of 25 years later.
Okay, sir. And I do take note that if you're released, you would go to a halfway house and look for a job. Now, what halfway house would you be planning to go to if this board saw fit to release you? And if the board does not release you and you get out in about a little less than 12 months from now, what are you planning to reside, sir?
I'm going to start off the QLC. It's in Phoenix, Mesa, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get a job there until I end up my parole. And then I'm going to go help my mother with her cancer.
Yeah, where is your mother, sir?
She's located in Bullhead City.
Okay, well, we're sorry to hear about your mother. We trust that she will be that she will recover from. We know how serious that that can be, and we know how that can weigh on family members, and especially you being incarcerated. Did she have any other relatives up there in Bullhead City with her, sir, at this time?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Now, I do take note that you had no disciplines violations. How were you able to get by without any disciplines at all, sir?
I just follow the rules. It's really not that hard.
Okay. I do take note that you're 47 years of age at this time. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
And I've indicated that this was aggravated assault, and I just want to make sure I'm correct. I'm going to give you the misinformation. And I believe this is your first time appearing before the Board of Executive Clemency. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
And go ahead, sir.
The victim came to my court date 25 years later. He's still with my mother, and we became friends, and, you know, we're family now, and, you know, we made amends to each other since the crime. And as a matter of fact, his mom got sick, and I paid for them to go back home and see his mom when she passed. So we're actually family, me and the victim, so we became family, you know, through all this, you know. Mm-hmm. The time of the crime, he was being beat on my mom and then threatened me, and then it was just a big ordeal.
Okay, now that you've said that, sir, we do have a small report, but we don't have a very comprehensive report. Would you tell me and the board what happened? Why are you incarcerated? What happened that you ended up being incarcerated, sir, in the first place?
Like I said, back in 1992, my mom's boyfriend threatened her, and the first time he did, I let it slide. The second time he threatened her, I hit him with a pipe after he threatened my mom and then me. He threw some keys at her a couple of times and drunk and all that. And I was young, I was 21 years old, and I took the wrong on the hands, and then I went to jail for it. And I got probation, and then I left on my probation. And I've just been, and I'm glad it's all over. I'm glad it's...
So you violated your probation. What did you do? Where did you go? What did you do when you violated your probation, sir?
I went back to St. Louis.
So you were...
I was there for 25 years, and then they extradited me back 25 years later.
So how did you end up coming back 25 years later? What happened for you to be back here 25 years later?
For this crime, for probation violation, for 25 years they wouldn't extradite me. Then all of a sudden they extradited me back and gave me 2 years, at which time I went in front of the judge. He gave me 2 years of mine. My mom's boyfriend was in court saying, you know, we're family and we had Thanksgiving together and all that stuff. And it's just the judge was just wanting to put it behind him as well as I did.
Okay. And so that was in St. Louis. That's where you were when the... I mean, how did you get picked up? I mean, I know that you violated your probation, but why did they pick you up and bring you back to Arizona after all these years, sir? How did they find you?
They knew where I was at all this time, so they could have got me at any time they wanted.
Okay.
You know, they had my mail address and everything. I went to prison in 2004 in Missouri, and I tried to correspond with them, and they didn't want nothing to do with me. And I dropped 2 years of parole out there without no problems, nothing, finished my parole, ended all that there, you know. And then I got pulled over and they said, you know, you got a warrant in Arizona. And I said, well, they won't come get me. They've been doing this for 25 years. And then they come got me.
Okay. So were you driving or someone else was driving, sir, when they picked you up, sir?
A friend was driving.
Okay. And what were you doing in St. Louis all those years, so, those 25 years? Were you employed or what were you doing?
Yeah, I was employed. I did construction work. I worked in restaurants. I did anything to survive, you know, as far as working. I'm a hard worker. I worked all my life. And I worked at Denny's waiting tables for 5 years. That was just my part-time job. And then I had a full-time job, you know, working construction. Doing custom kitchen and baths. So.
Okay, well, that's great that you had some skills so that you could be employed. But did you start a family out there? Why did you go to St. Louis? Let me ask that first, please.
Well, I'm originally from Granite City, Illinois, which is 11 miles from St. Louis.
Okay.
That's my hometown.
Mm-hmm.
And then, whenever I left here, I went back there. My grandfather died, and then I met my ex-wife, and we had two beautiful kids, and then they're grown now. Like I said, my son, he's in Afghanistan, picks to return home real soon, thank God. And then I have an 18-year-old daughter. She's in cosmetology school in Springfield, Missouri. So, you know, that's you know, just being a parent, you know, all these years, and just doing whatever it takes to make ends meet, you know. My ex-wife, she's a head butcher at a grocery store, so, you know, we bought a house, and, you know, then we just fell out of love, so.
So where's your ex-wife? Is she in Missouri or back here?
Yeah, she's in Missouri.
Okay. Now, do you have any family back here in Arizona, sir?
My mother. That's the only family I got.
That's the only family you have is your mother, and she's ill up in Boyhood City.
Except my children.
Okay. And were you sorry for coming back here? I know he's in the military, and I want to thank him so much for the service that he's offering on behalf of this country. But will he be coming back to Arizona, or will he be going elsewhere? You don't know yet.
He's stationed in Kentucky right now, so I'm not for sure. He's in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, where he's in Afghanistan. But he comes back, he's going to Fort Campbell. And from there, I don't know what he plans on doing. But I do know he plans on coming to see me and his grandmother.
And where's your daughter located now, sir? The one, you know,
she is from Missouri College.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, she goes to beauty school at Paul Mitchell, and they're all raised, you know, 18 and 20. My son flies a Black Hawk, and she wants to do makeup and all that stuff, so.
Okay. Well, at least you'll be able to make a living, because people always want to get that done, you know. So for people like myself, I don't have enough hair to get anything done, but people always say she will be in a profession that she can make some money. Yes, sir. Okay,
yeah,
sir.
That's a girly thing. I don't much get it, but it's money, I guess.
Yes, sir.
That's what girls like to do, is spend money on makeup and, you know, getting their hair done and nails, so.
Well, let me just ask this, because it's probably in here, but you received, you know, 2 years. Why did you only get 2 years after being away for 25 years, sir? The judge gave you 2 years, sir.
It was in between 2 and 5 is what I could get. And since my mom's boyfriend, the victim, came and told him, you know, that we made amends and we both made mistakes at the time of the crime, and we're family, you know, so he took that into consideration as well, the judge.
Oh, let me ask this, because you mentioned your stepfather a couple of 3 times. Why didn't you invite him to appear at the hearing today, at this hearing, sir?
I didn't know that he was, and he's bad in health as well.
Okay.
So, you know, he's missing a leg, and he's had 4 strokes. So, you know, he's not doing really good. So, I mean, I really didn't have much notice. I just got, like, last week I got notice about the hearing, so.
Okay, you know, it would be good if he was here. Now, you mentioned that you were going to TLC. Do you have a letter, an acceptance letter from TLC at this time, sir?
Yes, I do. My CO3 has it. Yes, he does. Franco.
Well, has anyone seen that in the package that we have? I did not see it. Sometimes I miss things, okay, but we don't have a copy of it.
I was going to go to church on the street, but they didn't have a bed, so he got me a TLC.
Okay. So what I'm going to do at this time, I'm going to see if other board members might have any questions for you at this time, sir.
Thank you, sir. Not so much a question as just an observation. Now, according to Mr. Weibel's Ames report, he's got an unreleased court date of April 30th.
Okay.
So we'll be on April 30th. I'm not even sure why he's been certified dead.
It's crossed my mind.
Well, he's here because he was on the paper anyway.
And the crime occurred after there was no parole. Parole had been abolished, so I'm not sure why he's here.
That's not
his fault.
Why you were here, you're on the release date is April, so you can be out. April is just around the corner, so to speak. April is tax month, so you'll get it. You got just in time to pay some income tax.
My first time down,
I
hope you guys give me any kind of love or any kind of, you know, I was under assumption, you know, that. You know, it just comes to the board, so that's completely up to you guys, my update now, you know.
Okay. Okay, any further questions or discussion? Okay, Honorable Mr. Cohen, sir.
Thank you, Doctor. Just a quick one. Sir, how do you pronounce your last name again?
Weedle.
Yeah, I was about to say it wrong, so Mr. Weedle. Did you say that, now this isn't, it's not going to affect the way I feel about this case, but that you actually had some problems in Missouri too? You said you did a little bit of time there?
Yes, I did back in 04. And I did 5 years. I did 3 years, and then I got 2 years parole, and I walked my parole without incident.
What was the crime?
It was burglary.
Okay, sir. That's the only question I had, and again, this is your hearing, but I do appreciate your son's service. I know it's no minor feat to be an Army aviator, and you can be proud of him. So pass that along.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Board members, any questions at this time?
I just have one question.
Honorable Mr. Johnson.
Sir, your mother is where?
In Bullhead City, Arizona.
Okay. So were you staying with your mother, or could you stay with your mother?
I was back in 92, yes. And then even when I got released in 2017, I stayed there with her, yes. The victim stays there, so I can't stay there.
Okay,
all right. Parole.
All right, okay, that's what I was trying to
do. But once I get out of parole, I can stay there.
Right, okay, all right, that's what I was trying to just make sure I understood.
Okay, any further questions, another question? We don't have any other questions at this time, sir. But this is your hearing, and we're coming towards the end of your hearing. We want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion, makes its decision. That's the way we operate here in the state of Arizona. We do everything in public. We don't do anything behind closed doors. Our board does not. So anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Like you said, I did everything in my power here as being allowed to be incarcerated. I went to every class possible. I did everything I could since I've been here. And I know that my outdate is only 75 days away, but like I said, my son's getting back home soon. And even if it's 5 days a week, 2 weeks early I get out, that would be a blessing to get back out of my life and start over, being I have to go to halfway house for 3 months. So, you know, I wouldn't be letting nobody down, and the first job I can get, I'm taking.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much, sir. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet, but please stay on the phone. Don't hang up, because as I stated just a moment or so ago, we do operate under the open meeting law, so you can hear everything that the board is saying. So at this time, the board is going into discussion, so we're going to ask that you remain quiet, and the board will make this decision in just a few moments, sir. The board is now in discussion. This is a very interesting situation that we find ourselves in with Mr. Wickham. He somehow, after 25 years, we find him back in the state of Arizona from Missouri. He has only 2 years, and now he has only 75 days before he'll be out. And as my distinguished colleague, Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, I think she said this. If she didn't, I'm going to give her credit for it, that we don't know why he's here, and as much as he would be out in 75 days in any way. So we don't know why he was even certified, but since he was, we just filed, because we do not do the certification ourselves. Certification is done by the Department of Corrections and not by our office. Therefore, it's necessary for us to make a decision. I know that he wishes to get out early, and I know that his mother is not well. Bamboo has set in. I know that his son will be coming back very shortly. But unfortunately, we just don't have the paperwork. We don't have the paperwork from TLC. We don't know what's really going on. I just feel, and we go by majority vote here, I just feel that since he has about 75 days, it'd be best that he just complete those 75 days, and when he gets out, he won't have to report to a parole officer or anyone else. He'll be on his own, and then he can go up there with his mother or go back to Missouri or Illinois or whatever he wants to do. But I'm only speaking as one board member and not on behalf of the board. Well, that's just my feeling. That's what I'm going to open up for other board members. Yes, the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse.
Dr. Wright, thank you. I can certainly be corrected, but I think he still will have to report to a parole officer since it's his own release credit date. Maybe Mr. Turner can elaborate on that.
Yeah.
But I think he's
probably
still responsible until December to report to a parole officer.
That's my understanding.
But I agree with you. I mean, I think it'd be better just to be clean about it and just be done. He will reach that date, and then he can talk and work with his parole officer.
Okay, then I'm going to offer a motion, and my motion is going to be to deny Mr. James J. Whittle, ADC number 330356, term parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest, inasmuch as he only has 75 days thereabout before he will be his unreleased credit date, and then in December he will be off of parole, and then at that time he won't have to talk to a parole officer. But my motion is to deny.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Lawrence, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Of course, not necessary for no set off. This type of release type is 412A, 411HA, home arrest. Reason for denial. This is very interesting. Well, somebody help me out here. Well, I guess I can say.
Trauma to the victim.
Okay, thank you. Trauma to the victim.
Probation violation.
Thank you so very much. Okay.
Criminal history.
Okay. Anything else, board members? Hearing nothing else. I'll just leave it at that, sir. So we hear what the board has determined that is going to deny, voted rather, unanimously to deny your general parole, absolute discharge, your home arrest, and one reason for that is that you'll be out according to, unless you do something, unless something goes wrong, your earned release credit date is in April, and then your SED date is in December of this year, all of them this year, 2019. Do you understand? Is there anything that I need to repeat,
sir? No, sir, thank you.
Well, thank you, sir. We wish you the best, and we're glad that you're back, and we're glad that you're going to put this behind you, and we trust that your mother will be well, and we trust that your son will be back very shortly, and again, as has already been stated, we all are just so proud of your son for being out there protecting the great United States of America. Good luck, sir, and your family is
over. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Just leave it for him now, sir.
Thank you.